Today's daf is Yivamis daf Nun Tes. We are holding on the bottom of daf Nun Ches Amid Beis at the two dots toward the bottom of three lines from the bottom of the page. Nisarmalu Onis Garshu. Today's daf is going to be dedicated entirely to discussing the Isurim of a Kohen Gadol, who Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry. So we're going to start by discussing that those who hold that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeres, what do we mean by that? Does that mean he's not allowed to do Kiddushin with a Bogeres, or he's not allowed to do Nisuin with a Bogeres, even if he did Kiddushin before she was a Bogeres? That conversation is going to take us to the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah is going to discuss the Isur of a Kohen Gadol to marry an Almana, the Isur of a Kohen Gadol, potential Isur of a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bogeres, and the Isur of a Kohen Gadol to marry a Mukas Eitz. And the Gemara is going to discuss one by one, and largely what we're going to talk about also is the Isur, what would make a woman a Zona, and the Isur in general of a Kohen marrying a Zona. That's what most of Amud Beis is going to be about. What makes a woman a Zona? Where would the Isur apply for a Kohen to marry a Zona? So let us begin three lines from the bottom of the page. Nisarmalu Onis Garshu. This is going back on the Mishnah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, where the Mishnah had said that if a woman was married to a Grusha B'chalutza, to a Kohen Hedyot, or an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, some sort of forbidden marriage relating to Kahuna, and then they either get divorced from that forbidden marriage, or the husband dies from that forbidden marriage. So if it's Min HaNisuin, if she already was a Grusha V'Chalutza that had Nisuin with a Kohen Hedyot, and then the Kohen Hedyot died, or she was an Almana that had Nisuin with a Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol died, so now she's a Chalala, and she is Pasul, she's Pasul to Kahuna from here on in, because she's absolutely a Chalala. But if she only had Erisin in the forbidden marriage, then it's not going to pass Lermina. Erisin Ksheros. That's what the Mishnah had said. It's not going to pass Lermina because she only had Erisin. So, Frekli Gemara, Boy Mine Reb Chia Bar Yosef Mishmuel. Koin Gadol Shekidesh Esakatana. Ubagra tachtav mahu. What would the halacha be? Not this, and the shaila doesn't really relate to our Mishnah, so we think we're going to be able to answer this question based on our Mishnah. A different shaila. Let's assume that there is an Isra of a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bogeres. So what happens if he does Kiddushin on a girl when she's still a Katana, and then she becomes a Bogeres? Bogeres means a girl who's past the stage of Naris. It means she's more than 12 and a half years old. She's already a more mature girl. She's not a girl is no longer a Katana. Tana, by the time she hits the age of 12, assuming she has Shtei Saros. If she has Shtei Saros and she's the age of 12, she's no longer a Katana, she's what's called a Nara. But by the age of 12 and a half and on, she becomes a Bogeres. So, the assuming that there's an Isser of a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bogeres, what would be the halacha if he did Kiddushin while she was still a Katana, and then she became a Bogeres before they ever had Nisuin? Now, when we say he did Kiddushin when she's still a Katana, it's Lav Dafka Katana. It doesn't necessarily mean a Katana. It could mean a Nara as well, meaning that he did Kiddushin on a girl who is a Nara, because a Kohen Gadol is certainly allowed to marry a Nara. Rashi, in fact, writes in Dibur HaMaskul Bagra Tachtav that Kohen Gadol mitzvaso b'katana o b'nara, that he can marry a katana or a nara. It's interesting, the Ritva over here writes that the Gemara Dafka is speaking about a nara. It just calls a nara a katana because relative to a bogeres, a nara is more katana than a bogeres. But she's not really a katana. It wouldn't be okay for him to marry a katana. That seems to be machlokas Rashi and the Ritva. Is a Kohen Gadol permitted to marry a katana, or is he only permitted to marry someone within that 6 month time frame between the age of 12 and 12 and a half when she is a nara? The Rambam in the 17th parak of Yisurah Bia writes that it's a mitzvah saseh on a Kohen Gadol to marry a na'ara besula. We learn from the pasuk Isha that he's not allowed to marry a katana. The pasuk says Isha besula yikach, that he has to marry an Isha besula. So it has to be someone who's already at the stage of Isha, which is a na'ara and not a katana. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam pasuk is like a brisa later on we'll have soon a Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the brisa learns that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry someone who's yatzim mechal katnus ulchal bagrus lo higia, that it's only during that stage where she's past being a katana but is not yet a bogeres. In fact, the Rambam writes Adam, if the Rambam, when the Rambam records the halacha that we're talking about now, he in halacha Yud Zayin over there in Isuri Bia Perak Yud Zayin, he writes Ires as a katana ubagra tachtav, and Mishmalch points out when he says Ires as a katana, he can't mean katana; he has to mean nara. One would think because the Rambam himself holds that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a katana; he's only allowed to marry a nara. But he points out that nevertheless, he writes he might mean Ires as a katana because maybe the whole iser is for him to have bia with a katana, but maybe erisin would be permissible with a katana. But anyway, so the Gemara's question over here is, what if she was not yet a Bogeres at the time of Kiddushin, and she becomes a Bogeres before the Nisuin? Basar Nisuin Azlinon or Basar Erisin Azlinon? What do we look at? Do we look at the time of the Nisuin, or do we look at the time of the Erisin? At the time of the Nisuin already, she is a Bogeres, so she should be Aser. But at the time of the Erisin, she was still not a Bogeres, and therefore maybe she should be Mutter, and he should be allowed to do We should permit him to do nisuin with her, even though now she's already a bogeres. Amalei to nisua, so he said we could bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said this: Armelu on niskarshu mina nisuin pesulos mina erisin ksheros. That if a woman was in a forbidden marriage, she's a grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hadyot or an almana to a kohen gadol. It's only going to passel her permanently if she had nisuin in that forbidden marriage. But if she only had erisin in that forbidden marriage, see, even though there are Tanaim in the Mishnah and Vav and Beis that say that since she's awaiting a Bia Psula, so right now she's Pasul while she's Be'erisin, but it does not Pasul her permanently. Having Erisin in a forbidden marriage is not going to Pasul her permanently. As soon as that marriage is over, she's going to be Kosher again. So you see from here, Rashi points out what the Gemara is driving at is, when it comes to Psule Kuhuna, we look at Nisuin. We don't look at Erisin, because we see that this girl who had Erisin with Psule Kuhuna, she was an almana to a kohen gadol be'erisin, or a grusha v'chutz to a kohen hadyot be'erisin, it doesn't passel her on a permanent basis. So in our case as well, we should say that the erisin is irrelevant. He's not allowed to do nisuin with a bogeres. It's not just the din of erisin. And therefore, if she becomes a bogeres before the nisuin, he should not be permitted to do the nisuin. Amar Lei, so the Gemara says it's not a good raya from that Mishnah because it's a totally different halacha. L'shavi chalala lo kami bayli d'biyah hidim shavi chalala. The Mishnah in Vavam Beis was talking about making her a chalala. How can we declare a woman a chalala? That clearly relates to Bia. So that's obviously going to be more related to Nisuin and not to Erisin. Ki kami bayli, what we're really asking about is not about making her a chalala. We're talking about a specific iser in the Torah that a kohen gadol has to marry someone who's not a bogeres. That the pasuk says v'hu isha bivsuleha yikach. That from that pasuk we're going to learn he's not, at least according to some tanaim, that he's not allowed to marry a bogeres. So my kichad, and it talks about an iser of that yikach, that he has to dafka yikach a besula. So my kichad de kiddushin beinanu kichad de nisun beinan. What we're really asking is how do you touch the word yikach? What does that mean? Does that mean nisun? Does that mean kiddushin? So you can't bring a raya from what makes a woman a chalala. Of course what makes a woman a chalala is going to be Bia, and Bia happens at Nisuin, not at Erisin. Our issue is a different issue. It's about how do we translate the word kicha. So amalei honami to Nisua. We have a raya to this as well. Ires as halmana, if a kohen gadol does erisin, or a kohen hadyot rather, does erisin on an almana, he has kiddush with an almana, totally mutter, he's a kohen hadyot, he's allowed to marry an almana. But then, v'nisman alios kohen gadol, and then he becomes kohen gadol before the nisuin, is he allowed to go ahead with the nisuin? Yichnos, he is allowed to go ahead with the nisuin. So shouldn't we say the same thing over here as well? That he does erisin on a girl when she is a na'ara, then she becomes a bogeret. He should be allowed to go ahead with the nisuin. Says Marno, Shaini Asam Dechsev Yikach Isha. Now over there, there's a special reboy in the pasuk. The pasuk says Isha, so that special pasuk teaches us that if he's Ma'aris and Almana, and then he becomes a kohen gadol, that he is allowed to marry her. But that's not necessarily going to prove any other case. It's a special liman in the pasuk. So says Marno, hachanamik sevisha. But why doesn't that same limud teach us in our case that if she becomes a bogeres, that he should be allowed to marry her? Just like the word isha teaches us that he's allowed to marry her if he's allowed to marry an almana if he already did erusin on her before he was appointed kohen gadol. Now he's appointed kohen gadol that he's allowed to go ahead and do the nisuin. That same isha in the pasuk should teach me that if he does erusin on a nara and then she becomes a bogeres, that he should be allowed to do the nisuin. And it says the gemara achas v'lo shtayim. No, there's only one riboy in the pasuk, so we can only be marba one case. We can't take two cases and say that he's allowed to do both. Umari isa, but how did you know which case to choose? Pasuk just says isha. So how do we know to learn that if he's appointed kohen gadol after doing erusin on an almana, that's okay, but if she becomes a bogeres after he did erusin on her while she was an arah, that's not okay. How do we know? They're fundamentally different cases in the sense that in a case where he did kiddushin on an almana and then became the kohen gadol, nothing changed about her after the kiddushin. She had no shinui haguf, nothing physically changed about her, and therefore he's allowed to go ahead and do nisuin with her. But in a case where she becomes a bogeres, that's called ishtani gufa, that before the nisuin something changed about her, and therefore he would not be permitted to go ahead with the marriage. Tosis points out over here, halo ishtani gufa, kodim nisuin achar shenasman lios kohen gadol, meaning before the nisuin nothing changed about her after he was already appointed to be the kohen gadol. V'uadin im ires bogeres o katana ubagra v'achar kach nesman lios kohen gadol. And therefore, what would happen if he does, if a regular kohen hedyot does erusin with a bogeres or a katana, and then either with a bogeres or with a katana who then becomes a bogeres, and then he's appointed kohen gadol after she's already a bogeres? So that also would be okay, because after the point he became a kohen gadol, she didn't have a shinoi aguf. And as long as there's no shinoi aguf after he's appointed kohen gadol, then it's totally fine. The dafka nismana v'achar kach bagra hu delo yichnos t'nishtana aguf. It's only if he's appointed kohen gadol and then she becomes a bogeres, only then is it an issue, because that's where there's a shinui aguf after his appointment as a kohen gadol. And it does raise an interesting issue. We're talking about if she becomes a bogeres. What if she becomes what we would probably assume is a more drastic physical change? Not just that she becomes a bogeres, she becomes a bu'ula after he's appointed kohen gadol. There's an issue for a kohen gadol to marry a bu'ula, because the pasuk says he dafka has to marry a besula. So, ihavi nishtana guf, v'lo yichnos, alo. Is that called a shinoi aguf? Or do we say, no, being a ba'ula is not a shinoi aguf? Uktsas mashma perakama de kiddushin, delo chashiva ba'ula ishtani gufa. Tos points out, it sounds from the Gemara in the beginning of kiddushin, daf yud, that becoming a ba'ula is not considered a shinoi aguf. De ka'amar itchilas bia kona, yachol kohen gadol l'kadish b'bia. Because the Gemara over there says that if one can accomplish kiddushin with a tchilas bia, then a kohen gadol would be permitted to be mekadish b'bia. V'ichashav kishtani gufa heichichnos, v'alo b'ula. But if you're going to say that when she becomes a bu'ula, he's not allowed to marry her because that's called the shtani gufa, that she physically changed, well then how could he ever do kiddushin with bia? Granted, he's already kona at the tchilas bia, but how's he ever going to be able to do nisuin? She's already a full-fledged bu'ula by the time nisuin comes along. So it must be that it's called that it's not nishtana haguf when she becomes a bu'ula. That's the raya Tos brings from the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. It does point out, though, that in Ksubas Taf Lamed Ches, it sounds the Gemara explicitly refers to bu'ula as a shinoi haguf, that it is considered a shinoi haguf. Right? Logically, we would assume that a bu'ula would be even a greater shinoi haguf than becoming a bogeres, but that's not so clear. Tosus points out we have conflicting sources whether a bu'ula is considered to be a shinoi haguf. Now, there is an interesting discussion as well when it comes to the issur of a grusha to a kohen gadol. The pasuk says over here that avu isha b'vsulah yikach. Right? The Torah says almanu grusha v'chalal zona es ela lo yikach. That who is a kohen gadol not allowed to marry? He's not allowed to marry an almana a grusha, a chalala, a zona. Now those are all the people that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry. Some of those things seem to be extra, because some of those Yisurim are unique to a Kohen Gadol, but some of those things are already usher to a Kohen Hedyot anyway, including a Gerusha. Gerusha is an usher to a Kohen Hedyot. What's the Pasuk teaching me when the Pasuk says, Vayikra Perek Chafal, the Pasuk Yedal, specifically talking about a Kohen Gadol, that he's not allowed to marry a Gerusha, that specifically he's not allowed to marry a Gerusha. So Tosus writes in Mesechus Nazir, Daf Mem Tesun Beis, that the Torah says on the love of Kohen Gadol, an extra love for Kohen Gadol to marry Grusha, to love or love Bishnei Lavin, to tell us that there are two separate Yisurim. And Tos leaves it off with a little bit of a Tzarech Iyun, and he happens to be talking about the love of Tuma, that it's a love that's miyuchad, that's not miyuchad for Kohen Gadol. And he's, Menchas Chinuch says, according to Tos, it's by Grusha also. You can say Grusha, that the point is that he's Lokashtayim, that he gets two Malkiels. That's why the Pasuk specifically says he's not allowed to marry Grusha, to tell me that he gets two Malkias. Now Tosos in Dibur Maskel Dumya over here writes that a Grushal Kohen Hedyot is an Isser Min HaErusin, so we can't say that a Grushal Kohen Gadol will be an Isser Min HaNisuin, because it can't be that a Kohen Gadol is more Kal than a Kohen Hedyot. Tosos says, if the Isser of a Grushal Kohen Hedyot already starts from Erusin, it can't be that the Isser of Grushal Kohen Gadol starts from Nisuin, because a Kohen Gadol can't have a more lenient din than a Kohen Hedyot. But according to what the Menachas Chinuch said, that no, it's not that the Isser of a Kohen Gadol is in place of the Isser of a Kohen Gadol to marry Grusha is in place of the Isser of a Kohen Hedyot to marry Grusha. It's love or love Bishnei Lavin, meaning he has the Isser of a Kohen Hedyot to marry Grusha, and he also has an Isser of a Kohen Gadol to marry Grusha. Well, then it wouldn't be a problem. You could say the Isser of a Kohen Hedyot to marry Grusha starts at Erusin, and he has that whether he's a Kohen Hedyot or a Kohen Gadol, and then he has an additional Isser that kicks in at Nisuin, and that is for specifically for a Kohen Gadol. That's but this probably relates to the larger discussion the Arsameach has in Parakeh of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, whether a Kohen Gadol, what is a Kohen Gadol? Is a Kohen Gadol a Kohen Hedyot plus, or is a Kohen Gadol fundamentally different? He's not a Kohen Hedyot at all. He's a Kohen Gadol, which is an entirely different status than being a Kohen Hedyot. He said that our Sameach writes, enough communion would be, let's say you have a Kohen that never did Avoda at all, and then he's Nisman Elias Kohen Gadol. I don't know how he got the job, but so he's Nisman Elias Kohen Gadol after never having done Avoda as a Kohen Hedyot at all. So does he have to bring two Minchos Chinuch? Not the book. The book is named after the carbon that he brings then when he starts to do the avoda. So normally he'd have to bring a minchas chinuch to when he started on his first day ever doing the avoda, and then again when he becomes kohen gadol, you have to bring another minchas chinuch. What if the first time doing the avoda he's a kohen gadol? So if you say he's a kohen hedyot plus, so then he has to bring the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyot plus minchas chinuch of a kohen gadol. But if you say that he's a totally separate status, it's not a kohen hedyot plus, he's something else. He's a kohen gadol. So then he would only have to bring one minchas chinuch. So that's an interesting discussion about the iser of a kohen gadol to a grusha, which probably relates to what the status of a kohen gadol is in general. Whether and how that relates to his status as a kohen hedyot. Let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Bein almana min erusin, bein almana min nisuin. Whether it's an almana who only had erusin with another man, or whether it's an almana who even had nisuin with another man. Velo yisa sabogeres, Reb Lezer b'Shimon makshirim b'bogeres. Machlokas Tanakama versus Reb Lezer b'Shimon, is he allowed to marry bogeres? Tanakama says no, he cannot marry bogeres. Our discussion right before the Mishnah was within the Shita of the Tanakama that he's not allowed to marry Bogeres. So that's when we discussed, when does that Isser kick in? Is that an Isser only in Kiddushin? Is that an Isser only in Nisuin? Only in Kiddushin or even in Nisuin, that he's not even allowed to do Nisuin with the Bogeres? But Rabbi Lezer Bishim would say that there is no Isser of a Bogeres. He's allowed to marry a Bogeres to begin with. V'lo yisa es mukas eitz. And he's also not allowed to marry a mukas eitz, a woman who is not a besula, or besulim, or removed. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches as follows: Almana lo yikach, bein almana min erisin, bein almana min nisuin. Like our Mishnah said, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, and it's irrelevant whether she had nisuin or erisin in her previous marriage. Either way, he's not allowed to marry an almana. Pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? She's an almana. Either way, no mal detema leilof almana almana mitamar. We might have thought that the definition of almana should be derived from Tamar, that the pasuk in Chumash, when it talks about Yehuda and Tamar, it says Vayomer Yehuda l'Tamar kalaso shvi almana beis avich. Go back as an almana beis avich. So what was she? Mala halan mina nisuin. Just like Tamar was an almana from nisuin, maybe that's part of the definition of almana in halacha. So afkan mina nisuin. Maybe the isser of Kohen Gadol marrying an almana dafka means an almana l'Kohen Gadol. That the dafka means an almana mina nisuin. That's why it has to tell me, that's why we need the Brice, that's why we need our mission to tell me that no. Whether it's an Almana Min Aysun or an Almana, even an Almana Min Aresin, the Isra applies equally to the Kohen Gadol. But what was wrong with that drasha? Seems like a very good raya that from Tamar we see that the definition, halachic definition of Almana is an Almana Min Aysun. Why do we taka say that a Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to marry an Almana Min Aresin? And says the Gemara, Dumi de Grusha, Ma Grusha Bein Min Aysun, Bein Min Aresin. That just like the Yisra of a Grusha applies, whether she had Gerushin, whether she got divorced after Erusin or after Nisuin, so the Yisra of Almana should parallel the Yisra of Grusha, and therefore the Yisra of Almana would apply Bein Mina Erusin, Bein Mina Nisuin. Tosus points out, well, why do we take the limit in that direction? Maybe we should say, Tosus asks, that we learn from the word Almana by Tamar that Almana means Dafka Mina Nisuin. Mela, we would see that the Yisra of a Kohen Gadol to marry an almana means only an almana min anisuin, and then say, and grusha should conform to almana, that the yisur of grusha also should be only min anisuin, it should conform to almana. Why do we say the opposite, that almana should conform to our preconceived notion of what grusha means, that grusha is min erisin also, and therefore almana also has to be min erisin? Go in the reverse, Tos says, him tomer adraba, grusha dumi dalmana, didafka min anisuin. The fact that there's a hekesh between grusha and almana, whenever you have a hekesh luchumer makshinan and not lukula makshinan, we always use a hekesh. We're always noted to use a hekesh to teach us a chumra, not to teach us a kula. So mela, we will use it in that direction to dafka tell me that the isra of almana applies already min harrison, not only min anisuin. V'lo yises habogeres, and the halach is that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bogeres according to the Tanakh of our Mishnah. And as we mentioned, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say that he can marry a Bogeres. So what's this based on? The Torah doesn't say anything about a Bogeres explicitly. So where would we find such an Isser? Tan Rabban and the Braisa expounds upon the Pasuk as follows. Pasuk says, V'hu isha bivsuleha yikach. That he has to marry an isha bivsuleha, a woman who is a bisula. So that teaches us prat lebogeres shekalu lebisula. The Rameir says that comes to teach us that he cannot marry a bogeres because a bogeres is not bivsuleha. She doesn't have bisulim anymore, and she's a bogeres. That's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. Does Gemara mean that literally? That once a girl is past the age of 12 and a half, she doesn't have bisulim at all? Is that physically true that she doesn't have any bisulim? So Tosafot over here writes, no. What it means is prat lo bogeres kol bisul lav dafka kalu el klomer nisma'atu ketzas. She certainly wouldn't bleed as much later on as she would when she was much younger. It means nisma'it the bisulim, but not that the bisulim are gone. The Basulim are still there. That's Rameir. So Rameir says the bottom line is from Bivasuleh means that her Basulim have to be fully intact, and therefore a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeres. Rabbi Shimon say he can marry a Bogeres. What is the Machlokas about? How do they argue in terms of reading the Pesukim? Rameir savar Basula afilu miktsas Basulim mashma. Rameir holds Basula means even miktsas Basulim, and therefore that's what the word bisula would mean, but the Torah doesn't use the word bisula. It uses the word bivsuleha. So there are two additional things to add to the word bisula. There's bisuleha, and then bivsuleha, the extra base at the beginning. So we can make two extra drushes here. Bisuleha adi iko kala bisulim. Bisuleha teaches that she needs her entire bisulim intact, and therefore, says Rameir, if she's a bogeres, where part of the bisulim is no longer intact, then she's not a basula. As far as the sort of Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. What do we get from the extra bays? Bivsuleha bikadarka in shalo kedarka lo. Bivsuleha teaches us only kedarka, not shalo kedarka. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Bivsuleha bays yisera demash mahachi lemidrush b'makom bisuleha. Bivsuleha, the extra bays teaches us that this whole halacha about the insistence on a Kohen Gadol marrying a basula is only on the makom of the besulim. But let's say she had bia shalo kedarka, where it's not in the makom of the besulim, it's not in the area of the besulim. So that's dainu kedarka imnivla nivsula kohen gadol av bila shalo kedarka lo de le meser bu'ula shalo kedarka leka lememer mehaikra. Clearly the pasuk is not coming to teach me ta aser besula shalo kedarka, a girl who had bia shalo kedarka ulamidra shachu kol besula kayam vafilu shalo kedarka gnashin alibidra Lazar, given the besulim in ma'i bogeres kolshkin bu'ula shalo kedarka, because if we're going to say that a bogeres is already excluded, that he's already not allowed to marry a bogeres, we would have, had the Torah not said anything else, I would have naturally assumed that he's also not allowed to marry a bu'ula shalo kedarka. That's why if the Torah is giving an extra letter over here, a beis, it must be teaching me the opposite of what I would have assumed. I would have assumed that just like there's an isser of a bogeres, there's an isser of a bu'ula shalo kedarka. Comes Bivsuleha and tells me no, that a bula shalo kedarka is mutter. So it's ironic. According to Rav Meir, who's more machmir on the bogeres end, he's going to be more makil about the shalo kedarka issue. Because once the Torah sets the tone that we're being machmir over here, the extra drasha must be pointing me in the other direction to be more makil. For Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon would say no. Bisula, bisula shlema mashma. The word bisula alone, had the Torah used the word bisula alone, it would have implied only someone who's complete besulim, who has all the besulim. Bisuleha therefore teaches me vafilu miktsas besulim, that the mitzvah for a kohen gadol to marry a besula just means she has to have some besulim. She doesn't have to have all her besulim intact. Meaning, it's coming to teach me a heter that he's allowed to marry a bogeres. So if the Torah is teaching me a heter in general, when it then comes with the extra bays, it must be telling me lechumra now. Bivsuleha achu kol besuleha kayam and ben kedarka ben shalo kedarka. Bivsuleha comes to teach me a chumra that if she's a bu'ula shalo kedarka, she's asura lekohen gadol. So even though Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon are more makil in the case of our Mishnah, in the case of a bogeres, and allows a kohen gadol to marry a bogeres, they're more machmir when it comes to a bu'ula shalo kedarka. There are mayors makil on a bu'ula shalo kedarka, and Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon are machmir on a bu'ula shalo kedarka. The achronim are done on this mitzvah that the kohen gadol has to marry a besula. Or the way we say, the better way to say it, the isser of a kohen gadol to marry a bu'ula. How do we look at that isser? Is that an isser asay, which may have some status of an isser, or is it just a mitzvah asay that he has to marry a basula, but not an isser asay? That it's a mitzvah asay that he has to marry a basula dafka. That's how the Ramban al Torah implies in Vayikra Chav Gimel Chav Al Pasuk Yud Gimel that it's dafka a mitzvah to dafka take a basula. Nafkamina would be, what if you have another assay that conflicts with this iser? Would you say assay dochalos assay? Meaning, if it's a lava, but mechal say that if it's what we would call an iser assay, then maybe we would say that another assay would be docha the iser assay, because an assay is dochalos assay. But if it's just a regular assay, then an assay is not docha an assay. So you would never be docha this iser. The Rambam writes in Chibum v'Chalitza Parak Vav Alach Yud that if a yavam was asur al yavam with an iser lav or an assay, he really minadin should have had to do yibum, since yibum is a mitzvah saseh, and any time you have an asay and a lo saseh, asay is doch a lo saseh. But chamur goes there not to do yibum. So all the achronim ask on the Rambam. Sounds like had it not been for Gzeres Chachamim, the assay of Yibum would be docha some other assay. Why would that be true? Ain't assay docha assay. Assay is not docha an assay. The Rambam says, had she been some sort of Isra assay or Los assay, Yibum should have been docha an Isra assay or a Los assay. What do you mean Yibum should be docha an assay? Assay is not docha an assay. So Pnei Shur, to be Miyashiv, the Rambam says, based on the Mishnah Melech, in the name of Rashba, that even though an assay is not docha an assay, but by an assay of Yisuri Bia, like an assay of Mitzri Ve'adomi, since it's a lav haba mechlal assay, it's more kal, and therefore an assay could be dochet, meaning it will take on the status of a lav almost, when you have an assay of Mitzri Ve'adomi, where it's a lav haba mechlal assay, and an assay could be dochet, such a lav. And then he adds, and also Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, where there's another, where this assay is more kal. Now why is it more kal? He does not say it's more kal because it's a lav haba mechlal assay, because it's an Isra assay. He says it's more kal because it's Eino Shava B'kal. It's an assay she'eino shava b'kol. So the a strong mitzvah assay could be docha this kind of mitzvah assay, a weaker mitzvah assay. But from that Pnei Yeshua, you get the impression, the very clear impression, that the isra of a kohen gadol to marry a ba'ula is purely just a mitzvah assay, that it's not considered like an isra assay. It's a pure mitzvah assay that he has to marry a besula dafka. Amrav Yidom Rav, nivela shalokadarka psula lakuna. Rav teaches that if she had a bia shalokadarka, she's pasul kuna. Kuna would mean kuna gedola, because obviously there is no issur of a kohen to marry a bu'ula. Kohen's even allowed to marry a grusha, right? An almana. Kohen's allowed to marry someone who's a bu'ula. The issur over here means nivla shalokadak. She's a sura lakuna gedola. Rabbi Dom Rav says. So Masav Rava asks Rava velosi ali isha. Pasuk says that when a man is ma'anes a woman, he has a mitzvah that he has to marry her be isha ru'uyalo, and we darshan. Yeah, when does he have a mitzvah to marry his victim that he was ma'anes? That's only if she's ru'uya lo, if it's the kind of marriage that we would generally be in favor of. But that teaches me that he cannot marry her, that if she's an almana and he's a kohen gadol, then he does not have the mitzvah to marry her. If she's a grusha or a chalutza and he's a kohen hedyot, he does not have the mitzvah to marry her. So, frankly, the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case where he's ma'anis, where there's a bias onus that a kohen gadol was that this kohen gadol violated? Ilem bekedarka. If we're talking, meaning, what's the case that we're talking about? Where kohen gadol's ma'anis a woman, and it's only because she's an almana to a kohen gadol or a grusha to a kohen gadol that he's not allowed to marry her. But otherwise, if she were not an almana, as the kohen gadol, he would be allowed to marry her. What do you mean? As the kohen gadol, if he was ma'anes her, she's a ba'ula. Kohen gadol's not allowed to marry ba'ula. So what's going to be a case where we say it's dafka because she's an almana, that's why he's not allowed to marry her. That's why it's not ru'uyalo, it's not the kind of marriage we would favor. If he already was ma'anes her, she's a ba'ula. So forget about the fact that she's an almana. Ilema b'kedarka, if you say that he was ma'anes her kedarka, so ma'ir yomishum almana, tebile mishum davila ba'ula. Why would we say that he doesn't have to marry her because she's an almana? He shouldn't be able to marry her anyway because she's a ba'ula. Elalav shalokadarka. So it must be that he was ma'anis or shalokadarka. Umishum almana in mishum bu'ulalo. And what you see from there is that a bu'ula shalokadarka is mutter to a kohen, is muteres to a kohen gadol. That it's only because she's an almana that he's not going to have a mitzvah to marry her. But mitzad, the fact that she's a bu'ula, would not be a problem. So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, say that nivela shalokadarka is pasulukuna gadola? You see, beferish, it must be that she's not pasulukuna gadola, because that's the only case we could possibly be talking about where velosi elisha is not going to apply simply because she's an almana. And so Zmara Hamani, Rabbi Meir he. Yeah, this is assuming like Rabbi Meir, who holds that Bivisuleha teaches us that a bu'ula shalokadarka is mutter. Virav, Damar Krabelazar. I mean, we just went through. That was the machlokas tanaim that the Braisa had. What do we learn from the extra bays in the pasuk of Bivsuleha? Do we learn that a bu'ula shalokadarka is asura to a kohen gadol, or that she's muteris to a kohen gadol? So Rabbi Meir, who holds that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a bogeris, holds he is allowed to marry a bu'ula shalokadarka. So that's what this Braisa is assuming like. When Rav says nivela shalokadarka, she's psula lakuna, he's assuming like Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that a kohen gadol is allowed to marry bogeris, but not a bu'ula shalokadarka. So says the Gemara, Ikra Blazar, Mariri Mishum Bu'ula. No, if Rav is assuming like Rav Blazar, forget about the fact that she's a bu'ula, Tebukle davila zona. The fact that she had bia with anybody would make her a zona, meaning if she's not an almana and she's not a grusha, but she is a ba'ula, so by definition, she's a zona according to Rabbi Lazar. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, the definition of zona is, Dam Rabbi Lazar, panoy abala panuya shalola shemishos asa zona. Zona doesn't mean that she has to be standing out in the streets and taking money or whatever. To any panoy abala panuya, anyone who's not married and has bia, that alone would make her a zona. So she's anyway asura to the Kohen Gadol because she's a zona anyhow. So I'm Rav Yosef Kigon Shenivala the Behema. Maybe the case is where she's where she was nivala to a behema shalokadarka. Dahasam mishum buula ika mishum zona leka. That would make her a buula, but maybe it would not make her a zona because there's no znus by a behema. So that's the case where she could be a ba'ula, and yet she still won't be a zona. Amle abay manufshach ibu ula havya zona nami havya. No, it should be. They should go hand in hand. Meaning, if bia with the behema is enough to make her a ba'ula, it should be enough to make her a zona. V'izona lo avya, and if it's not enough to make her a zona, ba'ula nami lo avya, it shouldn't make her a ba'ula either. V'chitei m'midid avya mukas eitz shalo kedarka. And if you're going to say no, it'll be just like a mukas eitz shalo kedarka, where Rabbi Lazar says that he's not allowed to marry a mukas eitz. So we want to say that it should be just like a mukas eitz shalo kedarka should also be included. That a kohen gadol is not even allowed to marry a mukas eitz shalo kedarka. What does mukaseitz mean? Mukaseitz means that the basulma removed without an act of bia, that she had some sort of accident in that area, so the basulma removed without an act of bia. Now, if Rabbi Lazar asks the mukaseitz, maybe he asks the mukaseitz even not in the makom basulim, even shalok kedarka, he would ask the mukaseitz, which means there was never an act of bia, but there was some sort of accident that happened, didn't remove her basulim, so to speak, because it wasn't in that area, it was in the shalok kedarka area that she became a mukaseitz. But the imkein, ein l'chay Isha Shikshir Lakuna, but then no one would ever be allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol because every girl is in the world, whoever wiped herself after going to the bathroom is a Mukaseitz L'Shalo Kedarka because Shalo Nasus Mukaseitz. I'm sorry, Ein Lecha Isha Shikshir Lakuna Shalo Nasus Mukaseitz Ali De Tzror. There's not going to be a single woman in the world who didn't become Mukaseitz through a Tzror. Tzror is the kind of rock that they would use to wipe themselves, so that would be impossible. Elo Amar Bizeira Bimima Enes. He says, no, if you want to find a case where she's a bu'ula and she's not a zona, it's a case of mima enes, where she had a kiddushin to Rabbanan with someone because her father had died, so her mother and brother gave her over for kiddushin to Rabbanan. So she lived with this man while she was a katana, and then she was mima enes. So she's not a grusha, she's not a chalutza, she's not an almana, she's none of those things, she's none of those yisurim to a kohen gadol, but she is a bu'ula because she lived with this man. She's not a zona though because she had kiddushin with him. She was living with him in Behem. It wasn't a panoy abal panuya case. It wasn't a single guy and a single girl. So that's how you can have a case where she's a bu'ula, but she's not. She doesn't have any of the other isurim that we would normally associate with the kohen gadol. But she just has the isur of a bu'ula. The Rishonim raised the question, how do we know that when the Gemara says that if you say like Rabbi Lazar, so we say tabuli mishum zona, so the Rishonim say, how does the Gemara know that the psul according to Rav is because of bu'ula the kohen gadol? All Rav said, he never said what the psul is. How do we know that the psul has to be a psul of bu'ula? Right, what was Rav's original statement? Nivala shalokadarka psul lakuna. It just says that if she had bia shalok kedarka, she's a psul lakuna. Who said that that means that she was a psul of a bu'ula? Maybe Takit is a psul of a zona. I mean, the Gemara's whole premise of asking this kasha is, why are you saying that she's asa mishum bu'ula? She would be asa mishum zona, typically mishum zona, because it's a panay al-bala panay. Yeah, maybe that's what Rav meant. Rav just said she's psul lakuna. He didn't say why she's psul lakuna. Maybe he meant she's psul lakuna as a zona. So the Tosei Arash gives two answers. First, he says that since Rav uses the lashon of nivala and he doesn't use the lashon of a zona, that implies that the psul is a psul of bia. It's not a psul of zona. And then he says also from the fact that Rav comments on our Mishnah, which talks about a din of a kohen gadol, sounds like we're talking about the kind of psul that would only apply to a kohen gadol, not a psul that would apply to a kohen hediot. A zona is a psul that applies to a kohen hediot as well. It's not just a psul that applies to a kohen gadol. Now, the isra of zona in general is a major machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid. and it's not even so clear what each shita holds. We just know that the Ravid is much more limiting in his definition of what's called the zona than the Rambam is. The Rambam, but there seem to be stiras in both the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Isha, Salacha Dalet, writes that anyone who's boel in Isha l'shem znus below kiddushin, afilu bakrai, one time thing, panaya bala panuya, single guy, single girl, over belav shalosia kadesha lokum in Torah. That's a zona. It's a violation of the siya kadesha. It's lokum. It gets malchus min Torah. That's what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos lo sase shinun hay as well. The Ravid in his Hasagos on the Rambam says that no, kadesha means mizumenes, that she's mufkeres l'kol adam. Not that one time she goes and sleeps with the guy. She gives herself over to anyone who's willing to pay her. That's what the zona means. And therefore, only then is it going to be a violation of lo siya kadesha. But if she's miyachid herself to ish echad without the benefit of marriage, she just decides to live with a guy, and there's one guy that she's loyal to, that she, so he says that's what we call a pilagesh, but that's not a violation of a zona. And the Ravid brings a raya from the fact that a mefata pays mamon for pitoy. If someone is mefata a girl, he has to pay a knas, he has to pay money for that. But if every time a guy is mefata a girl, by definition it's a violation of losia kadesha, so then why would he have to pay money? He's already getting malchus. You shouldn't have to pay money for it. So it must be that it's not a violation of losia kadesha. What's difficult is that the Rambam himself in elsewhere in Yisuri Bir Parak Yudches Halacha Beis and other places as well says that someone who's mechin bitol liznus is a kadesha. And the boel and the novellas are loke mishum losia kadesha. But what does it say? Mechin bitol liznus. He doesn't say one time anyone who ever sleeps with anyone. Mechin bitol liznus. And the Ravid on the spot says no. Kadesha is only haomedes bekuva shel zonos. Someone who stands bekuva shel zonos. It's also a little bit different. In Hilchos Ishus, he said anyone who's mafker atzmul znos. Now he says that she has to be hanging out with the in the base zonos. She has to actually be with the. So it's a bit of a stira in the Rambam and the Ravid themselves. But we do see that there's a broad discussion about what makes someone a zona. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. Amar Sim Barchia nivelo the behema ksher lakuna. If a woman has beer with a behema, she's still ksher lakuna. Okay, that's not called a zona. What a behema does is not called znus. Tani namiyachi nivel misha'eno ish afal pisha b'skila k'sher l'kuna. If she was nivel at someone who's not an ish, even though it's skila, it's a chiv skila, still she's k'sher l'kuna. Ki yasur avdimi yamer ma'isa b'riba achas b'yisalo shaysa mechabedes as habayis. A woman was cleaning the house v'rava kelev kufri me'achareha, and a dog came and rachman al son, the dog goes and rapes her v'chshira Rebbe l'kuna, and Rebbe was machshir that girl l'kuna because b'yas b'im is not called znus. Amr Shmuel l'Kohen Gadol. Shmuel says not just lakuna, but for the Rebbe said that she's allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol. In fact, the Gemara, wait, something's historically inaccurate about this story over here. Rebbe said she's allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. B'yimei Rebbe, Kohen Gadol mihava. Was there a Kohen Gadol in the days of Rebbe that Rebbe's going to paskin that she's allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol? Ela ru'uya l'Kohen Gadol. No, what it means to say is that we're machshir lakuna. It means that she's ru'uy for a Kohen Gadol, but not that there was actually a Kohen Gadol that was a potential shidduch prospect for this girl. Amalei Rava, the changes it to the side, mi parzakya, I mean from the name of a place. Rava from Parzakya said the Ravashi, mina milsa damar rabbanan ein znus lebehema. Where do we get this idea that there is no znus lebehema, that there is no concept of znus by a behema? Tchsev lo savi esnan zonu mechir kelev. Because when the Torah says what we're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, we're not allowed to bring an esnan zonu. If let's say a man pays a zona with an animal, he gives her a sheep as her payment, she's not allowed to bring that sheep as a carbon. It's nisudar raisa, that's esnan zona. Or mechir kelev. If someone exchanges a sheep for a dog, you're not allowed to use that sheep as a carbon either. Anything that's exchanged for a dog is also not allowed to be used for a carbon. Utnan, and the Mishnah says, what if it's the reverse? What if it's esnan kelev and mechir zona? It's not that which is exchanged for a dog and the payment for a prostitute, but it's the prostitution of a dog or the exchange for a zona, that mutarin, that you're allowed to use as a carbon. Shenemar gam shneim, shneim v'lo arba'ah. Because it says Gam Shteim, we learned two and not four, that there are two Isurim over here, there aren't four Isurim over here. What exactly is an Esnan Kelev? How does one work out an Esnan Kelev? So Rashi points out, Shim Amar Adam Lazona, if a guy says to a Zona, Helech Tlazeh, take this sheep, Vihi Ba'ali Lekalbi, as payment for being Boel my dog. So that would be Esnan Kelev, that the sheep is payment for being a zona with a dog instead of for an act of znus with a human being. So you see from there that that it's not called znus. Meaning, because if it were actually called znus, then it should be included in the isser of esnan zona. But we say no, esnan kelev is not the same as esnan zona, apparently because esnan kelev is not considered to be znus. Not everyone agrees with Rashi's definition of the term of esnan kelev over here. So Rashi says, even Rashi himself elsewhere is so. So Rashi Maseches Tmur and Daf Lamed says, what's the case of Esnan Kelev? A guy gives gives a sheep, let's say, Tmuras bi ilaso shaloes hakalba, in exchange for the right to himself be Boel, a female dog. That's what he does. He gives so that animal that he gave for the right to be able to be boel a female dog, that he's not allowed to use as a korban. So the Achronim all raised the question, well, why do we need a pasuk to be memayit such an esnan? He's mechayiv misa for the bi'ilas. Kimle b'derab minei. So he's patur milashalim anyway. So if he pays for it, it shouldn't have a din of an esnan because it's not something that he was mechayiv to pay to begin with because of kimle b'derab minei. So the Achronim answered that the Gemara, just like the Gemara says, that a person has to pay latzisi de shemayim, in all kimle b'derab minei chayiv latzisi de shemayim, even when you're patur from paying for something because you're chayiv misa, you're still supposed to pay to be latzisi de shemayim. So therefore, that chayiv latzisi de shemayim is enough to label this as an esnan. Even though in a chinami, he wouldn't be chayiv in dine chosh mishpat, we wouldn't be able to chayiv him to pay, but still it's enough to label him as an esnan. The Ketzos quotes a Ran in Masech Sanhedrin in the name of Rabbeinu David, that the lo dami da hasam gabe esan tzarech adam lamud bidiburo afal pishle yischayv min adin. The Ketzos says, very interesting, that even when min adin one is not chayv to pay, even if there isn't a din min hashemayim to pay, but if a person said he's going to pay something, he has a chiv lamud bidiburo, he has a chiv to stand by his word and pay for it. So let's say someone once asked me about gambling winnings. If you hold that it's usher to gamble, which there's good reason to hold that it's usher to gamble, so it could be that it's a violation of asmachta that the person is stealing, so let's say I lose, should I pay? Or do we say that no, the whole thing is an issur, so you shouldn't pay at all? But it could be that there's a requirement, lamod bidiburo, that once you already entered into such an agreement, that you have a requirement to be lamod bidiburo and to actually pay the money. It's a little unclear because the person may not be allowed to take it. So is it a could we envision such a thing where I have a chiyuv to pay, but the person has an issur to take the money from me? Is it a lifnei iver at the same time that I'm fulfilling my obligation? That's a broader topic that comes up in a lot of other areas, but we'll pick up a ton of Rabbanu tomorrow. Oh, yeah.